Listener Production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 15th of October.
Rightio, that's Andy's go. Here's Mike to take care of the sponsor stuff and we'll be right back to hear what year Andy chose to remember that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
Hey, October's always great. You're back from the not well-earned. You're back from just a break.
Well-demanded.
Well-demanded break in September. And then you know that you're coming to the bigger break in December.
Great. So, spirits are high.
Spirits are high. You're wrapping up stuff. So there's plenty to choose from. I'm going to wander back starting 2014.
Yep.
This is a segment we just have to bring back to the regular pod.
What do we got?
And I'd forgotten all about it. It was during the happy hour and we had Ripley's Eat It or Not, do you remember?
No.
So this was when people would write in and go, opened up a singular pack of Mentos.
Oh, yes, yes. It was freakish food.
Freakish food. It was food you wouldn't believe. Like opened up a singular pack of Mentos, like one of those the ones that you see in kind of reception bowls.
Yep.
And there was two Mentos that were kind of stuck together.
Siamese Mentos.
Siamese Mentos. Would you believe it?
Yeah.
And then,
and then we're like, do you eat it?
Eat it or not?
Yeah. Or like someone like, I opened a pack of Doritos. It was empty. Hmm. It was one burnt Dorito.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat it.
Eat it or not. Yeah. It's like, yeah. So just real, just the another one was a guy opened a pack of barbecue shapes, forgot to have flavored them. It just was.
Did that come in? An unflavored.
So it's just this, the
naked hexagons.
Naked hexagons. And you're like, amazing. So I hope that we can do that again. And I'm going to make a call out of that from the podcast.
I'm sure. I mean, I know we'd have a lot of crossover listeners, but please, yeah, if you've got a Ripley's Eat It or Not, hit us up at the old regular pod.
This guy, Dylan, on the 15th of October 2014, it was a Mentos one. He'd opened up a singular little wrapped Mentos, but there were two Mentos in it, not Siamese Mentos. But two in there.
Twins.
Yeah.
In the same womb.
Yeah. And was willing to send it in. I don't think...
it's hard because that's just two regular Mentos. It's fakeable.
It's fakeable.
It is fakeable.
Yeah.
I mean, just sending us a picture of an unwrapped packet and two Mentos next to it. It is possible. Deal as much as I'm sure you're not lying that just out of frame is another wrapper where the other Mentos came from.
The previous week it says that we had a triple Oreo. So an Oreo that was stuck on top of itself.
That's interesting. And I'd need it to be quite clearly, I'd need the evidence to be biscuit. Cream, biscuit, cream, biscuit. Not biscuit, cream, biscuit, biscuit, cream, biscuit.
Yeah, I'm sure we interrogated them at the time.
I'm sure we probably said exactly the same thing on air, but that's where your concern is there, that you actually just had two Oreos stuck together.
Yeah.
Not genuinely a double layer.
In 2009, Jack did sing his song to Rachel Finch to try and woo her. It was a great song.
It was a great song. That's where we were like, gee, Jack is very great at song comedy songs.
Yeah.
I mean, the chorus was, we all remember, Rachel Finch, do you think you'd like to get to know a Michael Cera lookalike from the Hamish and Andy show? And she did.
She
giggled along. It warmed her heart.
He'd think about that, Jack, still. He's very happy, but you still just go, I did my best. I put my best foot forward.
And there was something there.
Yeah.
There was an ember. Mm. Not a raging flame, but there was an ember.
But
he did the right thing. But unfortunately, wasn't that the start of him freezing her out?
He then, freezed her out for some time. I don't think the two of them have talked since.
Still in the freezer.
He mentioned it on his apology song on the podcast as well recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he end the freeze out? Or did he just mention Rachel Finch?
I think he just said, oh, you know, now I'm married and you've got a kid or something like that was the lyric.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is dangerous. He's still trying to reach out in a non-reach outy way.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? What could possibly happen? Yeah. Well, you know, people, still a lot of life left.
2008, Ham. Ever so often, we'd have someone on the show because they did something remarkable. Yeah. You know, like it might have been for a book that was coming out.
Yeah, we would have a remarkable person on.
Can you remember the name of the guy that tightrope walked between the Twin Towers?
Oh, yeah. French guy.
Well done.
Philippe
Petit.
Philippe Petit, that's it.
We had the French man on to tell us about...
Amazing film.
Amazing film.
Because, of course, this is post 9/11.
What was it called, the film?
Man on Wire.
That's what I thought, yeah, Man on Wire.
So, yeah, not Man on a Wire, but Man on Wire. Yeah. Like Man on Fire.
Yeah. And so he, without a net, wasn't it?
No net. Yeah, there's no nets up there. This is obviously pre-9/11, so the Twin Towers were up. Security was less, but still significant because they were the World Trade Center. And he got to the top of the World Trade Center and fired a harpoon across to the other tower with a guide wire, like a thin wire, set up that wire, then rigged the main wire. And it took him, they worked overnight to do it, then rigged the main wire between the two towers and like tensioned it.
Yep.
And then he had the balance bar and walked across. So it was about the mission to do it and all his training. So because he practiced for a year.
Incredible.
Walking, and then he was worried about the winds, but he just loved it. He loved high wire walking, and that was the thing that was blowing our mind.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a I was scared. It was a I've always wanted to do this.
Incredible. So he was on the show.
Sort of the circus version of Free Solo, if you've seen that.
Yeah. And it was the same day as Mike Whitney launched the caravan trip.
Big gear change.
Yeah.
That's a gear change.
So we're going to go from Melbourne to Darwin in our caravan of courage.
Yeah.
And Mike Whitney, who was from Who Dares Wins, because we had Who Dares Darwins. As the regular pun you do in radio.
No rules in FM radio, mate. If it's tenuous, it works.
And he came down and blew a whistle, I think, and went and pointed. You're off. And we just drove off and left him in the car park.
Yeah, Philippe, fascinating guy. But again, like serious, but of course serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, especially given the fact that it's post 9/11, you're talking about
Twin Towers. I thought you were talking about Mike Whitney still.
No, Mike Whitney took his job seriously as well, and we appreciate that.
2007. A report came out that people will be having sex with robots within a few years.
Lie.
Anyway. Disappointing.
You know.
But, yeah, anyway.
It's just the Robotics PR Institute trying to get everyone get interested again, but no.
Haim, 2005, we obviously were doing the Saturday morning show. I don't remember us having too many guests in studio. But we've got Rove McManus on the show.
That would have been our first.
I wonder whether it's our first guest because we did. This has come off a CD. So my guess is maybe it's. Didn't we start in 2004? So my guess
maybe.
Is he's.
Maybe he's back.
He might be back.
He was very generous. He would come on. And same with Bert. I mean.
Yeah, Bert Newton was just amazing.
Bert
like that.
Newton, what a legend to be bothered.
Yeah.
To be bothered to come in on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that for my best friend.
Yeah. So one thing that Marshy reminded me of, because they're all off CDs, is that we used to do sweepers. Like,
yep. It's like a little thing between songs or between ads and music, like a little piece of audio.
And that was like one of our first jobs in the radio as well, was writing
they're
sweepers.
They're a thing. It's like you've got 10 seconds. What can you write?
Yeah.
That's fine. You still hear them on radio all the time.
Yeah.
You have to be like, write something.
That can sit over the intro of a song that people go, oh, I like this station because they're funny and also tells me what station they're on.
And I'm sure it still exists in this. Like we had a guy at the station called, our boss was a guy called, one of the guys makers to it was a guy called Jay Walker.
Yeah.
And walk past the office and be like, I need 10 topical sweepers. I'm like, okay. Okay, no worries. What's going on at the moment? Like, you know, well, the price of Bitcoin might be up and down, but you can always rely on us playing the hits.
Yeah.
Hitcoin.
Yeah, whatever it might be. And that's good enough.
No, it's not.
So this, I didn't remember this, but Marshy, who collects all the audio for us for this, he said, you guys used to do sweepers, like for your own show in the show, which surprised me. So we're about to hear.
Yep.
one of those.
Okay, great.
Hi, I'm Ashton Kutcher, and I definitely don't listen to Hamish and Andy. Ha! Punked? I do. I love them. I got you, and you are so punked.
101.9 The Fox.
Hit a lot of stuff in that.
About the level.
That had, I mean, you had several layers going on. It was like we had a celeb in there. We had the biggest show of the time, which was Punked. We had that celeb endorsing us.
Yes.
In a funny way.
Yeah.
By saying he loves it. So really, we had 101.9 The Fox. I mean, you got it all the way, Ando.
So I guess we'd play that out of ad breaks into a song where they used to say you could never speak after an ad break.
Yeah, but
it was like,
that was a rule.
Get straight into a song. I don't know why that was a rule back in the day.
Flush it out.
Flush it out. Flush out the ad break. Haim, same show, Rove McManus. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Wow.
But in 2005, we would have just joined the cast, I think, for Rove.
Maybe. Or had been on once.
Because we would have been getting ready. We would have been in the building because Real Stories was the show we were doing them. We were filming in 2005 and it was about to come out in 2006. So we would have been a part of that Roving Enterprises family at this point. So I reckon
there was a few weird crossovers with Rove the show, which for people that don't know, was like a Tonight Show in the early thousands, late 90s, early thousands, the only kind of Tonight Show Australia had really. And there was a weird crossover where we'd started behind the scenes working on this show that we were making with their production company. So it was in their interests to boost our profile.
Yeah.
Like it was in their interests to go, yeah, let's get people knowing who these guys are. But we had no reason to be on the show. Like that would be the place where Hollywood stars and stuff would come on.
John Travolta followed by the two guys that had the Saturday morning radio show.
Like
the local one, like, not a national one.
Do you remember the first time we went on Rove, it was really just to be like, what have you guys been up to? Oh, we've just been to America, which we had for fun.
Yeah.
So it was like, why are two guys talking about their holiday?
Yeah.
Like that's essentially what it was. It's like, here's two guys you don't know talking about their holiday that they just had. And then and we've got the cast of Charlie's Angels after this. It was bizarre.
So I don't know what we'd be talking about with Rove at this moment, but we would have been working with him. Oh, sorry, Mike, actually, give a nod to the sponsors. Thanks, mate. Now, let's have a look back at what the hell we're up to with Rove.
The 15th of October, 2005.
Hamish and Andy on your Saturday morning. And Hamish, very, very exciting times now, though, because I suppose he had us on his show during the week, so it's only nice of us to return the favour. Mr. Rove McManus!
Dun, 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 dun.
Rove, can I just say, we would have had you on anyway.
I finished my fanfare.
If we were more organised, we'd have action.
Dun, 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 dun.
Rove McManus.
Great to have you here. Thank you for getting up early
pleasure.
And coming on in.
I'm not lazy.
No,
you're
not.
No matter what you've heard.
Entertained 7 days a week.
I am still in my pyjamas, granted, but,
Didn't need to be said.
That's all right. That's true. It's radio. I forget that sometimes.
Now, look, so exciting to have you in here. One thing we have to cover off on quickly, Tuesday on the show, on Rove Live, David Hasselhoff.
Oh my god! Oh my god! And the first place you will see him is with us Tuesday night on Rove Live. Wow. I want to know what he looks like. I mean, I've got a fair idea. I have, I've watched Baywatch. I'm not expecting him to have a hump or two heads or anything.
And there's only been 2,000 email forwards that you can keep reminding
but
you
forget,
what he looks like.
You forget that a lot of those emails are shots of him from his peak during either the halcyon days of Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Or as Mitch from Baywatch. So, and that ended, that was 2000?
Wow.
The last time we saw any of them at a reunion special.
They started shooting him from further and further back, I noticed. Like he was falling, it was falling to pieces. And they just, by the end, it was almost a satellite shot of the beach of Baywatch.
Also, some of those email forwards are photoshopped. I don't believe
That's
David Hasselhoff was actually held by a terrorist.
That's
no,
not true.
He was a hostage.
I'm sure he was a hostage. I'm sure that he at some point grew his hair out. got some shapely breasts inserted and was in the background on Desperate Housewives. I'm sure that was him. And how
I mean,
many,
I haven't
how
seen
many,
it lately. Who's
how do we know
it?
How many weren't instigated by him? I reckon you could probably trace them all back to him. Yeah. Here we are spending all this time talking about Hasselhoff. When he steps off the plane, we'll all be heralding him as some kind of new demigod. And why? Because of a bunch of frigging amusing emails.
First
Who's
question.
To say it wasn't his
exactly.
doing?
Exactly.
I scrolled down once to all those email forwards and Hasselhoff was at the bottom.
Every single time.
David H at I'm not doing anything these days.com.
Well, he's out for the Arias, which is very, very exciting. Yes. You're not hosting this year?
No, I'm not.
Showing your face at all?
Yeah, I'll just sit in the audience and heckle. I'll get drunk, which is not really that much different to every other year.
Mm.
But I'm looking forward to just, and I'll still hopefully get to pash John Butler.
Fingers crossed.
I think it'll be fun just to sort of sit and take in the night and watch it from the crowd.
Hey, Rob, just quickly, last week on the show we had Tony Martin on.
Isn't he great?
Brilliant guest, so much fun. He gave us a rendition of his favourite TV theme song to take us out, karaoke version.
Yep.
He went with All Together Now,
yep.
Which I believe we've got a little bit of here.
All together now, one of the crowd, shout it out loud.
Moving. That's moving.
Do you have... I mean, I thought it might be a nice idea. I know we've sprung it on you.
I've always been a fan of the theme to Growing Pains, I believe it was.
Oh, gosh.
Very moving
take
song.
Take us back.
I know we're asking you to do an a cappella.
Let me take you back. Let me take you back. Show me that smile again. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We know we're near the end. The best is ready to begin. And they all break in. Ooh, as long as we got each other. Brilliant. We got the world spinning right in our hand.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
But it gets to the end. We got each other sharing the laughter and love. It's not quite the Family Ties ending of What We Do, Baby, Without Us. Sha-na-na-na. It's still up there. It is still up
My
there.
My favourite part of that, I think, I love your rendition, Rob, but Andy... It's like deep in his memory, that song was stirring, but not quite and fast enough.
It was coming out. It's just all of a sudden, bits just every third word.
I'd love to isolate your microphone there because I believe it'll be.
I was doing the nervous thing at church where I don't know. Yeah, it's funny.
Man, I'm actually listening to that going, all right, A, better than I thought it would be for 2005, yeah. And B, I mean, it's not great, but I'm always preparing for the absolute worst for 2005 stuff. But that's not a bad segment to do with a guest. Just be like, take us out with your favourite TV theme song. But we don't have theme songs anymore.
No. Obviously, you don't get any lyrical ones.
No, you have just music. Like, you can't just do the Game of Thrones cello with your mouth every time.
Yeah, but it was such a big thing back in the day.
Back in the 90s, to have a lyrical theme song.
Do you remember theme songs much at all? Mike, you're too young for that.
For TV shows?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
With lyrics on them?
Yeah, I know the Cheers one.
Okay,
But I watch a lot of old TV sitcoms, so yeah.
It's wide open for someone to come back, for a new show.
Yes. Mm.
To have an actual song.
We tried to do it for Gap Year.
We did.
Oh, I love that song. I know all the words.
Yeah. Thank you.
I saw it the other day because it popped up in when I was looking through the archive stuff, and I was like, we put a lot of effort into that song and the opening titles, and then basically because everyone's attention spans are so short these days, it was like, all right, we need something that's 5 to 15 seconds.
The network was like, the cool film clip. You can't play it every week. You're just going to lose people. Yeah. But it was fun. Mm. I had my grandparents in it.
That's right.
Big theme song where they were like, it seems like a holiday. Great fun.
Great memory.
Good remembering.
For more classic adventures with Hamish and Andy, delve back into the entire archive from 2006 to 2017. Just subscribe to Hamish and Andy Unlimited on Apple Podcasts. Or for Android users, grab the Hamish and Andy app on Google Play.